Abu Ali's podcast. Welcome back to the show. Today, we're diving deep into some of the latest updates from Abu Ali's Telegram channel with our resident Middle East security analyst, Ayodi. Ayodi, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Gakrux. Always glad to be here to unpack these complex issues.
So, let's jump right in. Abu Ali's channel is buzzing with news from the region. The first thing that caught my eye was the funeral in Tehran. What's the significance of this event?
The funeral, reportedly for about 60 Iranian officials, including IRGC members and scientists, is a significant show of force, or at least an attempt to project one. The fact that it was targeted by a Houthi missile, even if intercepted, speaks volumes about the internal and external pressures Iran is facing. The channel mentions that Ali Shamkhani, a key figure in Iran's nuclear program, made a rare public appearance there, which is definitely something to watch.
Right. Abu Ali mentioned Shamkhani was supposedly seriously injured in operation with a lion. The fact that he's now walking with a cane, what does that tell us?
It signals a few things. Firstly, that Iran wants to show resilience and that key figures survived the attack. Secondly, it could be a message to deter further attacks, implying that even attempts to eliminate high-value targets have not been completely successful. Or it could be a way to assess the information environment and gauge who believes he was actually incapacitated, and to what extent.
Interesting point. There's also mention of the IRGC's Quds Force commander, Ismail Kahani, being present, possibly wearing a bulletproof vest. That sounds like a tense situation.
Absolutely. Kahani's presence highlights the importance the regime places on maintaining its image of control, especially after suffering significant losses. The potential need for a bulletproof vest suggests a very real concern for his safety, indicating the environment is far from stable. Abu Ali also mentions Kahani was seen limping, possibly another sign of fallout from Operation with a Lion.
Okay. Shifting gears a bit. Abu Ali reports on a new evacuation warning issued by the IDF in northern Nusayrat in Gaza. He says, and I quote, "It's not yet a complete division of the strip, but it's the closest it's been in terms of evacuation warnings." What's your read on this?
This indicates a clear strategy of isolating areas within Gaza, likely to facilitate more targeted military operations. By creating these evacuation zones and narrow corridors, the IDF is attempting to exert greater control over movement and limit Hamas's operational capabilities. It also puts immense pressure on the civilian population, creating a humanitarian crisis that is, unfortunately, part of the calculus of this conflict.
It's a grim situation. Abu Ali also highlights clashes between Hamas and armed Palestinians at the Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis. What's the significance of this internal conflict?
This is a critical development. The clashes suggest a weakening of Hamas's grip on power, particularly in areas like Khan Yunis that were once considered strongholds. The fact that these clashes involve the Barabak clan, one of the largest in Khan Yunis, and are reportedly related to stolen aid, underscores the growing frustration and desperation among the population. Hamas is facing increasing challenges in maintaining order and providing basic services, which is fueling internal dissent.
So it's not just external pressure from Israel, but internal challenges to Hamas's authority?
Exactly. And this internal fracturing is something Israel will likely try to exploit. By highlighting Hamas's failures and exacerbating existing tensions, they hope to further erode its legitimacy and control.
There's also a mention of leaflets dropped by the IDF, warning residents that Hamas is using the Nasser Hospital as shelter. It's a classic tactic, isn't it?
It is. These kinds of warnings serve a dual purpose.
firstly, to try and minimize civilian casualties by encouraging people to evacuate. Secondly, to further delegitimize Hamas by portraying them as using civilians as human shields. It's a psychological warfare tactic as much as a military one.
Abu Ali also reports on the killing of a senior Hamas commander, Hakam al-Aissa, also known as Abu Omar al-Suri. He's described as a rare figure, a Palestinian born in Syria who fought in Afghanistan, Chechnya, and Lebanon before moving to Gaza. This sounds like a significant blow to Hamas.
This is a major loss for Hamas. Al-Aissa's background and experience made him a key figure in their military wing. His role in establishing Hamas's training programs and his involvement in the October 7th attacks highlight his strategic importance. Taking him out eliminates a significant source of knowledge and operational expertise. The channel mentions he was an expert in urban warfare, a skill set that's incredibly valuable in the current conflict.
And apparently, he was killed in the same area where 15 tents of displaced people were reportedly destroyed by an airstrike. That's a terrible image.
It underscores the devastating consequences of this conflict for the civilian population. The targeting of a high-value individual within a densely populated area inevitably leads to collateral damage.
Finally, Abu Ali notes that Qatar says there's a golden opportunity for a ceasefire agreement due to the alleged ceasefire between Iran and Israel. Is that realistic or just wishful thinking?
It's difficult to say. Qatar has been a key mediator in the past, but the situation on the ground is incredibly volatile. While a de-escalation between Iran and Israel could create some space for negotiations, the fundamental issues fueling the conflict in Gaza remain unresolved. I think we need to see concrete steps towards a lasting ceasefire before we can truly call it a golden opportunity.
AOD, thanks for your insights. As always, your analysis is invaluable in understanding these complex events.
My pleasure, Gakruz. Always important to stay informed and critically analyze the information we're receiving.
And that's all the time we have for today. Be sure to follow Abu Ali's Telegram channel for the latest updates, and join us next time for more analysis on Abu Ali's podcast.